Hey, everybody, it's Theo Von here, and I got a question. When it comes to soda, are you really picking a zero-sugar cola that you actually prefer, or are you just settling for what you've always had? That's the question. And I'll say this, when it comes to taste, I find that nothing beats Pepsi Zero Sugar. But you don't just have to take my word for it. That would be ridiculous. Pepsi has been doing blind taste tests for years. No labels, no brand names, just taste. And last year, they brought back the Pepsi Challenge, and the results were clear. 66% of people agreed and said that Pepsi Zero Sugar tastes better than Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. In fact, Pepsi Zero Sugar won in every market they tested. So if you're grabbing a zero sugar soda, go with the one people keep choosing when taste is the only thing that matters. Go out and try Pepsi Zero Sugar today. Let your taste decide.
Rogers, he's sick. Why is he here?
I didn't know he was sick.
It's bad, too.
Listen, no excuse for being fucking late, first of all. But
I mean, I didn't think I was going to have to come
in. Why are you here still? Hey, Roger, 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 is that recording? Point it at him.
Look how sickly he looks.
I mean, what do you want me to do, put on a show?
No, you're good. Just maintain your distance. All right, Riley, can you reframe this?
Yeah, go on, bro.
Actually?
Yeah! Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you guys may be aware, the Scumper Jumper is really sick. He came in here, walked in, he was dripping everywhere, and I asked him, what are you doing here? You're sick. He says, I was on the schedule. Nobody believed that I was sick, but I believed him. As you saw there, the boy's looking sickly. So we're going to do the podcast without him today and some other content that we have scheduled. We have my man Money Biscuit to my left. We have the Shotzi man to my right. And we have a bunch of things to discuss. I was going to ask Scump how he was. I haven't seen him in like a month in person.
Damn.
I can't get sick.
I actually thought you saw him like earlier.
Nah, when? Because last week I was where? Was I on the podcast last week? I was, right? Yeah, that's when Henry. Yeah, and then he arrived that Tuesday. So I didn't see him Wednesday, Thursday. The week before that, I didn't see him at all. And yeah, it's been like a month since I've seen him. So it was good to see him. Sad to see him be a little sickly. But here we are. I actually have some really, really good news.
Really?
I do.
Oh, right. Shit.
Two good news.
Right. Two.
One, Xbox games will soon be playable in your car.
I thought you had...
Jude's pregnant? Dude, we're 45. She's just turned 44 like 2 days ago.
X is an idiot.
But I do. And moments like these, like I wish that I was still vlogging because it would be a lot easier for me to introduce you guys. But obviously, since Henry's passing... it's been really tough on everybody, but most tough, it's been on Benji. I don't know if I told you guys the story.
You told me.
I did, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where he was like...
holding... Yeah, anyway.
Toy.
So that day, I told Jude, I'm like, get him a dog immediately. Get him a dog immediately. And she said, all right, I'm going to get two dogs.
Y'all do everything. Yo, y'all be doubling up on that.
No, not y'all. Not y'all. She took, like, you give them an inch, they take a mile.
They got two of everything, Ant.
No, we don't.
Swear to God.
Like what? Like
computers, phones.
Oh, come on. You have two
cribs, cars.
Yeah.
So he's got two computers. It's like, we got two spoons, two forks, two knives, whole set. But we did end up buying Benji a new dog. We got a new one.
At the crib right now?
At the crib right now.
For real? What kind of dog?
Riley, can I send it to you? And then how do you want me to send this video to you? So obviously Benji, what you're about to see now, Benji's the big dog right there. He's the one that had cancer last year. He had a cancer cyst on the back of his nostril. They did chemotherapy. His whole face, his whole fur on his face fell off, eyelashes, everything. Uh-huh. But he made it. He's in remission. He's good. But since Henry's passing, he's been like just moping around, like not like he'll eat, but he's not energetic. He's bored out of his mind. And I'm like, nah, he's depressed out of his mind. He's not bored out of his mind. So what you're about to see in his behavior is something that we haven't seen since Henry's passing. But right there on the little pup that you're about to see is an English Great Dane. Not a Great Dane Mastiff the way that my boy was. And so he's not going to be as thick as Henry. He's going to be like a leaner. I don't fucking know, actually. You know, but he's not a Great Dane Mastiff.
Is he going to get as big, though?
I mean, yeah, I could see his muscle.
Taller? Taller, yeah.
Holy fuck.
So anyway, I introduce to you Optic McCulloch.
Yes, Pacho.
All right, so he hasn't been wagging or running or sneeze.
Who is he, Pancho? Pancho! He's so happy.
He's like, who the fuck is this?
Oh, he hasn't been this happy in weeks.
That's the pee from the little one.
Don't cry.
It is?
Jude right there, she's like, I'm going to cry. Because Pancho was, again, Benji was just like a super... Leave right here. Look at this cute frame. So anyway, like literally we haven't seen him like fucking moving his whole body in happiness. He hasn't been doing the playful sneeze. Like that's how they let you know that they're playing.
Yeah.
Anyway, my heart was breaking just seeing. I mean, obviously, like we've all been having a tough time. I have personally been having a really tough time with it. But him, I was like, fuck that. He's not going to, you know, be sick and will in remission and also depressed. It's going to get him even more sick.
Uh-huh.
So Leo folks. And my other brother-in-law were flown to Fort Wayne, Indiana to see if they can fly him back or otherwise we're going to drive 14 hours back. And we had already planned on getting like more dogs. Well, another dog, you know, because we knew that, you know, obviously Benji and Henry are getting up there in age and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like he was able to make it. If we would have waited one more day, he wouldn't have been able to get on the plane because he would have been 20 pounds. But the fact that he was 18 because he was a baby, it made it easier. So,
damn.
So yeah, look at the paws
How do you like introduce the dog to like all your other animals?
Just like this.
Like you just
like if you start from the beginning, Riley, like you'll see him. Like you just let them. Like they have their own. They have like their own language. They know how to communicate. They'll growl or snap at you if you're getting too close, but yeah, you just introduce them and it's like, you know.
So none of your animals have like they all get along. All
yeah, because they're a pack, right? So they spend majority of their time together, so they become a pack. It's just
instinctive. Even the cats be around the dogs.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Instinctive,
bro. This guy has fucking muscles, bro.
Bro, look at him.
Yeah, he's gonna be a monster, yoked. Bro.
Bro, look at his paws, bro. Look at Benji's paws and he's 9 weeks old.
Yeah.
He's going to be a monster. Like that.
I sense, Riley, I'm going to send you another one. Let's move on. I'm a fucking dog talking and shit. Anyway, meet Optic Duracell. That's what I named him first.
Duracell?
I don't know.
I thought you said
McCulloch.
McCulloch.
You know what that is?
What is that?
William Wallace.
No idea who that is.
William Wallace? Braveheart?
Uh-uh.
Have you seen Gladiator?
No. Well, We Are Sparta?
Yeah. No, that's 300.
Oh, this one?
Yeah. You never seen this one?
No, nah, I'm pretty sure I've seen this.
I would hope so. Every man should watch this.
I just don't know. Like, I watch it. I'm almost positive, bro. I used to watch, like, believe it or not, I used to watch, like, this shit in, like, high school, bro.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
They would, like, play it.
Yeah, it's this is William Wallace. I am William Wallace. It teaches you about love. It teaches you about being brave, not for thyself, but for a higher cause. Anyway, it's a really, really good movie. Highly recommend it. Mel Gibson before, I don't even know what fucking drama he was in, but yeah, it's fucking one of my favorite movies of all time. But yeah, that's the announcement. We got a new puppy and Benji is happy again. I have done what I needed to do as a father and don't get me wrong, like the little dog's helping us too. But I tell you, man, it's not like nothing will replace Henry ever, right? Like it's obvious, but
yeah.
Oh, anyway. So yeah,
wait, that's, so Xbox, that's you could play in your car?
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to play in your car? Like for whom? For kids?
Right? I could.
Yeah, he can.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
That's kind of why I'm interested.
So what do? Like, you play and then you put your hand on the wheel so it knows you're there? Or?
Let me see. What?
All right. I'm going to tell you something, okay? And I don't want to shit on this. I don't want to shit on this at all. I don't want to negatively talk about it. But have you ever been on your phone when the car's moving?
You get carsick, don't you? Do you get carsick?
No, I actually don't.
You don't get carsick?
You get carsick?
Nah, I don't.
You don't get carsick either? What?
No. Nah. Like, what do you mean? I didn't know where you just start feeling.
You were just like.
Nah. A lot of people that I know get sick. Like, a lot of people. But for me, I never get sick. I don't know why.
Okay.
Like, I know people that if they spin in a circle too fast, they're like.
Okay, that's not the same. That's not the same. I've never puked off of spinning.
Like.
But I've puked off of car sick.
Nah. Deadass?
Yeah.
Bro, when I was a kid in Juarez. On field trips to like the White Sands of New Mexico, because we used to do a field trip.
Yeah.
This is the 80s, right? So like immigration was a little bit easier to go back and forth.
Yeah.
I mean, I was born here, obviously, so I had no issue, but we would go from Juarez on a bus all the way to White Sands of New Mexico, and I would puke all the way there.
Every single time.
I was the only kid that was allowed to put my head out the window. It's the one thing that would stop me from fucking puking. They used to call me
Mr. Vomitos. That probably felt good as hell, yeah.
Mr. Vomitos.
I swear to God, that's what they try to bully me with. Little do they know that I ain't give no fuck.
Oh, yeah, you should try this.
I have that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it's on.
That shouldn't even help or no?
It helps a little bit, sure. I just don't use my phone. If I'm in the backseat of an Uber, I just don't look at my phone at all. If I do, I'm using that.
You just get sick off that.
Yeah, no, but it's not. It's like I get sick in my stomach. Like I'll be like, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I personally have never been able to play on my Switch or on my Game Boy as I'm in the car. I just get motion sickness.
No, that's interesting. I wonder like how the fuck that shit's even gonna happen. Well, we're just
don't be thinking that because you're the movement king. Like you're like
wait,
into it
to stream and play directly. You think people could stream?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, of course.
What?
Yeah,
yo, that's kind
of
lit. You could do like a road trip and just stream the whole time.
You could. I mean, you could do that now, right? But you won't be playing video games.
Yeah.
If you're on a road trip, like, listen, I love
that sounds
Call fun. Of Duty and shit, but if I'm going somewhere, you ain't going to catch me playing no fucking Call of Duty. Not even to wind down at night. You know?
Yeah, you're wrong.
Madden, yeah. You can get some Madden in.
I can't tell you the last time I played a sports game. No FIFA, no fucking, no Madden or NBA 2K, none of that.
Yeah, 2K is good this year. I know a lot of people are on it.
You know a lot of people.
What were the hackers? Did you hear about that?
Like, no, what?
Hacker shit?
No.
I guess like the hackers are like a big thing in NBA 2K.
Oh, how the fuck do you hack in NBA 2K?
Well, bro, there'd be random times where, like, no bullshit. I never ran into a hacker on MLB or nothing like that, but there'd be random times, bro, motherfuckers would just back to back to back. I'm really? Like, bro, how the fuck are you hitting all these home runs no matter what I do? But there would be, like, a hacker, like, a hidden hacker. They just hit when they want, you know?
Oh, yeah. How is this acceptable? AQC, wait, he said, you know, yeah, too. There's no way that in 2025 there are no solutions to the cheater epidemic. Every single lobby is riddled full of Zen users. The game is unplayable.
Yeah, they got the auto green when shooting.
Auto green?
Yeah, like, you know, whatever the shit that people use on COD that fucking helps you aim, or I don't know what the fuck it does.
Cronus?
Yeah, some shit like that. It gives you the auto green when shooting.
What? Well, how is that even possible?
So they're not like hacking like in the game, but like.
But is it every spot you shoot a different spot though? Like different like thing, you know what I'm talking about?
But I don't know how it's like reading.
Cause like let's say Steph shoots, right? He has a different meter than
I know exactly what you mean. It? I don't know how it does it, but I know for sure that's been a thing, no.
This guy is a fucking
loser,
bro.
Why do you want to play a game and you make every single
shot? Why do you
want to
be
shot?
A fucking loser is a question.
Like, why would you want to play a game and not miss? I don't get it. Like, you're just winning every game?
You got to think about this, right? If what this tells me is that if they were the owners of an esports team and they could cheat their way to the top, they would.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And at that point, like, besides maybe some money, what is the fucking point? Like you have to lose. I mean, I guess these guys are just like,
bro, like what? They just want to have no nail biter games. Like good clutch. Like, bro, it wasn't real. You cheated.
Like last season was one of the best seasons ever, dude. Like the range of emotions that we had in the beginning to winning, bro. I would like, how the fuck would you rob yourself of that?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like of that experience.
You'll never feel it.
going through the dark times and succeeding. Like, you're just fucking succeeding. And, like, what sort of bragging rights do you get? Like, no way that you lie. It's like, no way. No way.
Deep down inside, I got to be eating people alive.
Huh?
That got to be eating some people alive. Like, they're just so good at 2K knowing they're cheating. No one knows. Like, that
no,
doesn't,
I know, but inside,
doesn't eat you up.
Inside, hey, you, if you were a cheater and you watch this fucking podcast, next week, don't watch us. Don't watch us ever again. But before you go, do you answer me this? Do you sit there with a smile on your face like, hell yeah, I won that? And you don't like do any like self auditing of like how big of a fucking loser you gotta be to like, dude, what's the point? What is the point?
It's disgusting.
Dirty fucks. Who's Steven Spielberg?
What? E.T.?
E.T.? This is E.T. Phone home.
Steven Spielberg, E.T., fucking Jurassic Park. Yeah.
Oh, he did Ready Player One?
Yeah. Bridge of Spies is really good.
Wait, he did E.T. where?
Indiana Jones, bro. E.T. right there.
Wait, he directed it?
Saving Private Ryan? Is Steven Spielberg? I mean, I'm a big fan. Obviously, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. So good. Raiders. I mean, obviously, that entire.
Bro, E.T. was out in Jurassic 1982.
Park. I was 2 years old.
That's when E.T. was out.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
They were still pushing that shit in 95 when I was born.
Holy I had to. Shit. So I watched that 7 years after it came out, or 5 years. Because I was a
guy. Yeah, that means I watched it like 5 or 10 years after, too.
Yeah.
Damn, I had some
range. War of the Worlds really good. Munich is good. Terminal is good. You know what, Catch Me If You Can, incredible.
Wait, is that director or what is this?
Yeah, he's a director.
You know where War of the Worlds was filmed?
Storyteller. What?
You know where War of the Worlds was filmed?
Yeah, in New Jersey. Oh,
that's insane.
Bayonne, was it really?
Swear to God.
Bro, Bayonne. Do they have help whenever they're storytelling?
What you mean? Yeah, they have a group of like writers and stuff. The puzzle piece, this movie should
that
be.
That is insane, dude. That is fucking
Yeah, you know, he's a legend.
Insane.
He is.
He got denied, though?
Yeah, he got denied the Call of Duty rights.
Damn. Yeah, they're strict.
To be fair, like, I mean, I don't know. The reason why they didn't give it to him is because he didn't want to do a movie in which he didn't have creative control. Activision, which obviously controls every single corner of this thing, said, nah. Brandon, the publishers prefer more action-oriented summer tentpole treatment. Unfortunately, the pitch came with strings that Activision wasn't ready to bite. Sources suggest Spielberg working via Universal and his Amblin banner saw to top tier final cut. Final cut meaning that they have like the final say. Full marketing, production control, Activision. Yeah.
What do you think it's going to be about? Like the Call of Duty movie?
The movie itself, they gave it to Paramount. Paramount, for what it's worth, has some pretty good things. It's got Mobland. It's got. Did we talk about this last week?
Yeah.
Okay, why are we fucking talking about it again? Oh, the Spielberg thing is the new thing. Got it. Yeah.
All good Spielberg. You got E.T., bro.
Yeah.
Trailer post fact video and entries about. Oh, yeah. That was the movement thing.
I didn't see any of this.
They have these little areas on the map where certain shit can...
Yo, pause this. I want to give a huge shout out to fucking Treyarch, who continues, in my opinion, to be the better developer of this thing. I obviously believe that anybody that develops Call of Duty for Call of Duty should be one single entity and one team that talks to each other. But we won't get the variety that we get. But the fact that they have this level of transparency with the... And of course, it's limited. They're not going to tell you everything, but at least they're telling you something. It's pretty cool. You want to play that? Are we watching the whole thing or what? All right.
Agreed. Some of your questions.
This might be so little, but I swear, like, to the actual community, this probably means like so much.
For movement in Black Ops 7? The overall design philosophy for our core movement in Black Ops 7 was to pull back a little bit based off of where we introduced Omni Movement last year. Also, we've removed Tac Sprint by default. With that, we've increased our base movement speed, but you can take a perk if you still want to Tac Sprint. So that's kind of the philosophy, is pulling back a little bit. So not everybody's quite as aggro, but if you want to play that way, we've got opportunities through our perk system. We saw some big movement and jumps in the trailer. What does that mean for gameplay in Black Ops 7? So what you saw there specifically was our kinetic jump. That's specific to our co-op campaign. Those are not in Black Ops 7 multiplayer. What we do have in Black Ops 7 multiplayer is a refined Omni movement with the addition of wall jump. Is there wall running in Black Ops 7? What about jetpacks? No wall running. We do have wall jump. I can run up to a wall and I can jump off of it. And there's no jetpacks. The technology isn't quite there yet in 2035, and that's where you are in Black Ops 7 multiplayer. Can I chain wall jumps? Yes, you can. Right now, we have it capped at 3 wall jumps.
Yeah, I want to see Hector can do wall jumps.
To be a little more specific, on that second and third jump,
you lose a little bit of momentum. If I play
the first one's going to be powerful, and then you'll lose a little bit of momentum on that second and third one. We want to make sure that people, honestly, aren't ping-ponging around the maps. We do have some really cool opportunities built into our maps, some of which you'll play in the beta. All that said, we're looking forward to getting this out into beta, into your hands, and then hearing your feedback, and then we'll go from there. Are grappling hooks in multiplayer? Grappling hooks are not in core 66 multiplayer. The team has been having a ton of fun with them in our co-op campaign, and we are exploring ways where they may show up in our 20v20 mode skirmish. All right, so no double jump in midair. No double jump.
What is this, Mario? Of course.
Question mark? Wrong studio.
That is
right. Can we get some Black Ops 2 remasters that we've never had before? Yeah, you can. Okay. And that was it for me today, answering some of your questions.
I will say this is kind of...
This is cool.
That answer makes sense. He says Shipment, that's an Infinity Ward studio map, but they did Black Ops 3, and in Black Ops 3, you have Carrington in that one map where there's like it's snow, and then B-Bomb is like right in front of the... There's a back ledge that falls off on B-Bomb. It's where somebody pulled a... Oh, you ninja defused on that recently. In that map.
Oh, strong, the rock to the right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, on that map...
I think it's Confection.
On that map, Carrington is on the side. It's unplayable. It's outside the map, but it's on the side. I think my memory serves me correctly. Black Ops 3 Infection... Right... okay. No. Da, 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 da. Yeah, let me click on the. Am I fucking? I'm dead ass serious. Like, type in Carrington.
Yeah, sometimes they'll have pictures of other maps like on the outside.
No. E N T A N. Karen. C A R E N T A N. Right there. Yeah, there it is. It's on the side of the. Click on it.
Were you in like?
So that's the side of a mountain. You can see it. Click on the one to the left of that. No. Yeah, that one. The middle one. Top middle. Yeah, you see that? You see how it's on the side?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's Carrington. That's an Infinity Ward map. It was part of Call of Duty 2. It was brought back in Call of Duty 4, known as Chinatown. So for him to say no to Shipment, but yes to Carrington, I'd like to know the lore behind that, you know?
That's a like a little Easter egg? Like, that's literally fucking... That's Carrington right there?
Yeah. Type in, Carrington.
And that's Infinity Ward?
Yeah.
But, okay, what the heck?
Yeah. No, not Black Ops 2. Call of Duty 2. But yeah, this is it. This is it right here. This map, it's specifically the middle top, the top middle, this scene was also in Band of Brothers, the HBO show. If you go up above and delete where it says Black Ops 2 on the search bar and type in Band of Brothers, Carrington Band of Brothers. Oh, I'm such a fucking Call of Duty nerd, dude. Look at that right there. That's little hill. On the second top. Yeah, that one.
That's the fire.
It's like strolling into Carrington.
That's awesome.
So whenever you're watching the movie, you're like, oh, I know this is that.
Yeah. Fucking nerd shit, you know? I love Call of Duty, my shit.
Respect.
Yeah, look, again, I think the double jumps are going to be cool. I do believe that the exploitation of movement should be allowed as far as it can go. If there's some game-breaking mechanics, like what? Like maybe invisible walls or like ladders or, you know, all that shit. I get that, but from a movement standpoint, like you should allow a player like me with like 100 movement to be able to do what I can, when I can, how I can, you know?
It's facts.
In Call of Duty 2, instead of strafe jumping, you had a thing called C jumping. So you would essentially do a C to get more running speed, and there was no running in Call of Duty 2. Press go to YouTube and type in C jump in Call of Duty 2. He doesn't know. He wasn't around. Yeah, baby.
I didn't touch that.
You had to do a C to run faster?
No, no, no. It's a C jump. Like, so you would you would do like a run called the C jump.
How did you guys know about that shit? Like, there was no YouTube back then, was there?
Yeah. The fuck? Barely. It just came out. Same time as this thing came out. But
wait, what was like the biggest thing whenever YouTube came out? Like, what was like
the game?
Was it gaming or like, yeah?
Nah, it was like, it was every video that you could imagine, anything. Charlie bit me, fucking all this.
Charlie
other shit.
Bit me.
And there was like, there was grenade. Oh, those grenade jumps. Are you familiar with grenade jumps?
There was grenade jumps.
Which was that? Like, you drop a grenade and then the explosion pushes you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Go to.
I thought that shit was
grenade
only
grenade jump. Call of Duty 2. And then it's probably gonna give you the the Tujane one's a good jump. Best map ever made in Call of Duty. It's just unbeatable.
Let me see this shit.
He's jumping on top of the middle.
What?
And then if you go,
that's hilarious.
Bro, I wish this is like the one thing that I wish COD had. I'm not gonna lie.
The nerdy shit.
I'd be doing this kind of shit.
Nah, ready? He's gonna drop a nade and he's gonna. This one's again. It's all the cool shit. You know, it's crazy that Nameless is like to the left. Yeah, Nameless is the only other dude and Wheats that played this shit, man. We're a dying breed. There's only three of us left. Actually, I'm talking.
You
shit,
were playing against him. Whenever you were playing against him?
Against N2D Nameless. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Was he shit?
Nah.
He was a hero.
Yeah, he was good. He's still. I mean, he's still around, motherfucker. Yeah, of course he was good. Yeah, I know how to do this jump. That's the C jump. Go back a little bit. That's the C jump.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Right here, ready?
I still do that to this day.
Ooh, tight shit. Clan-based ladder match mode. Oh, so you can go in private match right then?
Yeah. My brother used to be all into this shit. MapMonkeys.com was a website where you can, this doesn't exist anymore, but you can find like all the jumps, all the invisible walls, and he would like find shit. He'd spend more time finding that shit than fucking playing the game.
Wait, so there was no, like, professional thing in this?
Yeah, there was a thing called XPL Ladders, and there was also XPL Platforms was the thing.
Did you play in them or no?
I played in NX Gamers. Game Battles was around back then, too.
River City's Finest?
Nah, that was Call of Duty 4.
Oh.
River City's Finest. Ladies and gentlemen, pardon the interruption. Please allow me to talk to you about Factor Meals First. The barbecue chicken is what I've been eating like almost on a weekly basis since they started sponsoring the podcast. Obviously, they send us meal. We usually split it amongst the people here, but that one's been my favorite because between busy schedule, summer plans, sometimes all I've got is a couple of minutes, right, to eat. And Factor helps me not only eat smarter with tasty chef-prepared meals that are dietitian approved, obviously, and delivered right to my door. And now, with more than 65 weekly meals made for how I live and what I like to eat, I've got more ways to fit in a real meal wherever the day takes me. More variety, more meals. You can support your wellness goals. You can enjoy even more GLP-1 friendly meals and new Mediterranean diet options packed with protein and good for you fats, avocados and stuff. Savor the global flavors. For the first time, try Asian-inspired meals with bold flavors influenced by China, Thailand, and more. For more choices to better nutrition, that's why 97% of customers say that Factor helped them live a healthier life. Feel the difference no matter the routine. Finally, eat smart at factormeals.com/optic50off. That is OPTIC 50 off. OPTIC 50OFF. You can spell all lowercase. It's okay. No worries. Use code OPTIC50OFF to get 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for 1 year. What? Free breakfast for 1 year? That's code OPTIC50OFF at factormeals.com for 50% off of your first box plus free breakfast for 1 year. As I just said, get the delicious, ready to eat meals delivered with Factor. Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto-renewing subscription purchase. We'll leave a link in the description down below to make it super easy for you to get this incredible deal. Again, that's Optic 50 off to get 50% off your first box. Now, second but not least, something dear and near to my heart, of course, our pets. And a quick message from today's sponsor, the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. You know your pet's part of the family. I talked about it at the beginning of the podcast, how much Henry meant to me. And you do pretty much anything for them, right? I would. But those vet bills, yeah, they can add up quicker than you think. That's why it's worth checking out ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, the pet insurance that can help manage the vet bills so that you can focus on what really matters, making sure that your pet gets the care they need when they need it. Oh, and here's a little bonus. There's a perk for enrolling. That perk, ladies and gentlemen, is that when you enroll in the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance plan, you could get a $25 Amazon gift card. It's a little treat for you while you're doing something great for your pet. The program offers customizable accidents and illness plans, making it easier to get your pet the care they may need. It's been around almost 20 years that they have covered nearly 1 million pets in that time. You can tailor your plan to fit your budget, your lifestyle, and your pet's particular quirks. What they mean by that is, you know, obviously Great Danes have a notorious, you know, heart condition that, you know, in stomach, their stomach flips as they run unless they're stapled to the rib cage. We did it for Henry when we neutered him. But yeah, because big vet bills never show up when it's convenient, do they? No, they don't. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/optic. That is aspcapetinsurance.com/optic. I'll leave a link in the description to make it easier for you to not have to type out the whole thing. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit aspcapetinsurance.com/Amazon terms for more information. We'll link that in the description also. But yeah, this is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Dude, what the fuck is this? Drosso officially re-signs with Atlanta Face? I did not see that coming. I thought he was for sure gone.
You're jealous.
Huh?
Yeah, you actually thought he was gone?
Yeah.
Like, actually?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I actually thought that whenever, like, they lost or whatever, I thought they were all going to break up.
Just like everybody goes to
I thought they were just going to get the odd man out, thought, which was him.
Yeah,
that's what I would have done.
No, not going to lie. But. I thought the way that I thought it was going to play out, I thought Zach was going to go to Falcons.
Yeah, me too.
And then I thought Sel was going to go to LA Thieves. I thought Abizi. I don't know what it'd be like. I
guess, thought Abizi was the Falcons guy.
Oh, like they would. Like,
I thought that they were gonna go after Abizi.
Yeah, team. Team shit.
I guess
hilarious.
I just saw Abizi in some.
What is team shit?
Yeah, because I was just at Nades with Scrap and Envoy. And they were like talking and shit, like they're teammates. And then I was like, "Y'all ain't teammates no more."
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Wait, what?
Bro.
For Nations?
They were like talking, like, you know, like, we gotta figure this shit out.
Wait, the one night that we went to for Matt's birthday?
Yeah, the whole time Scrap was probably plotting, like, shit's hilarious, bro.
Nah, I think probably, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
At that time, I mean, I could be completely wrong, but like...
They probably didn't know what
Yeah,
was
they
going
didn't
on,
know what they wanted.
It was just funny as hell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, BZ, like...
Oh, he's packing his shit.
Yo, he's hella packing. He's hella trying to give me low key, too.
He's ready to go.
Yo, this shit is hilarious.
He took out the posters and everything.
He's hella trying to give me low key.
What's funny is he probably didn't even realize, like, oh, shit. They probably didn't even know all my shit's gone by.
No, but I mean, I think at this point, like, everybody knows that everybody knows. So he knows that everybody knows.
That yeah, that knows. Shit's great, though.
Right?
No, yeah. That's funny, dude.
I wonder where he was going. All right, move on.
Oh my god, dude. Oh yeah, Trax is to Heretics.
Oh, the El Argentino.
Wait, is it like starter?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know if he. Because I don't know, like, the rumor was Stupi was going to join, but I don't know if. I don't know what the fuck happened with that. Like, I don't know if he replaced Snoopy's spot or he's replacing Metal spot with Snoopy. So I don't know what's happening, but yeah, that's like, fuck, Argentina? That's crazy, right?
What?
Like, is he from Argentina? Or, like, is that just, like, his family?
No, he's Argentinian.
Oh, shit. That's fucking insane.
First Argentinian to ever make it into the CDL. That's something that needs to be talked about, right? It's important.
Dude, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
That's typical as fuck. Genuinely.
José Real.
Oh, yeah. Did you understand this or no?
En Miami, a 4 de septiembre del 2025, en la presencia de Nicolás Mónaco en el operador de Miami Heretics, el señor Arran Vidal, director director deportivo de Miami Heretics se, se compromete bajo su responsabilidad y a pesar de algunas... First of all, cursive needs to come back. This guy clearly is an educated man of culture. Essentially, this is Miami, September, the presence of Nicholas Monaco and the general manager of Heretics, Mr. Vidal, the director of sports of the esports department at Heretics, compromises under the responsibility. Y a pesar de algunas opiniones en contra a fichar de Nicolás Mónaco, siempre y cuando nos mantengamos en las cantidades acordadas. So apparently this is a back of the napkin contract, essentially saying that these two, that the GM and these guys agree to that they're going to do business together, and this is just a written contract that says...
They love these.
What?
They love these fake-ass fucking...
That's real, dude.
I mean, it's, it could be, but shit, it's they just legal spoke tender. About it. Now, if he just bounced out, they like Real did.
This counts. A handshake counts, so long as you can prove the handshake. You know? Like, if the conversation between Heretics and Real...
Are they cliff farming, or is this dead ass?
Huh?
Are they clip farming or are they dead ass?
So you go up a little bit?
Like, bro, give the man some kind of paper.
Do you get it? Like, do you get like why they did this?
No, it's like, I get what they're saying, but I want Jose Real to understand that a verbal agreement is an agreement as long as you can prove it. If the verbal agreement happens in front of a camera or recorded audio, whatever Real agreed to with the Miami Heretics would have stood, period. But you can't prove it. So this, as tongue in cheek as it may be, it's constant. So first of all, it's not a real napkin. Nobody has like the. If you can look at the two H's on Miami Heretics, like you can tell that that's obviously a computer that wrote it that way.
Or even the coffee mug thing.
Yeah, the coffee mug. It's back of the napkin. It's I get it, but he needs to understand.
But if it's in writing, Jose?
Yeah. Even if it's in writing, right? Again, well, obviously if it's in writing, but I don't know. They need to understand that an agreement is an agreement.
So wait, is the coach agreeing with Heretics? Right here? Like, what does this comment
mean? Well, he's saying, but if it's in writing, essentially saying... Yeah, but this time it's in writing, right? He's saying verbal, and this guy's saying it's in writing. Oh, you can see it in writing. Okay. Obviously, they can't show you the contract, but the basis of the conversation is right there.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's just been trolling them the whole time.
Yeah, he's like, the verbal agreement worked on someone. Like, dude, like, I don't even know what this means. Like, what do you mean it worked on someone? Like, if they're going to pay this guy. Worked on someone. Like, I don't understand what he means by worked on someone. I don't understand what he's trying to say here. Like, they're not trying to fucking...
Because you know the whole thing with him and...
Of course.
Oh, you know, okay.
Of course. Of course. But it's like seller financing. Essentially, let's say that I'm selling you this bottle of water, and I'm going to sell it to you for $4. Seller financing is, you know what, pay me $1 a year for the next 4 years. That I can see is like, oh, the seller financing worked on something. Right, like obviously it's unfair to the seller, it's fair to the buyer, right? Because you get this for $1 a year for the next 4 years, and I have to wait for my money. That I understand. Seller financing worked on someone because there's a little bit of a
what about cat this? And mouse. What about this? Let's say, and this is like so random,
yeah.
But I'm just thinking of random shit. Like,
sure.
Let's say you agreed with someone that you know, I can't even think of an example, dude. You get free. You get basketball. Any basketball that you want.
Any basketball
that you want. You only have to pay $10, right? And you verbally agreed with the guy, right?
Yeah.
Like verbal agree, handshake, yeah. Or whatever. And then some homie the next day is like, "Oh, bro,
I'll give you 20.
I'll give you two basketballs for only $5." So then, like,
is it recorded?
None of it's recorded.
Can you prove it?
No.
Then no.
So then you would go to the $5?
But you put the same exact transaction in front of a camera or in front of an audio device, You can argue in court.
Deadass?
Of course. It's an agreement.
Deadass?
If I'm selling you one basketball for 10, right? And you agree to buy it for $10.
Yeah.
And I shake your hand, and we're not recording. You shake your hand, it's an agreement. Anytime a verbal contract or spoken agreement is legally binding, provided that it contains the fundamental elements of a contract, such as a clear offer, acceptance, consideration, mutual intent to create a legal relationship and a legal purpose. While valid, verbal contracts are more challenging to prove in court due to the lack of a written record and certain types of contracts, like those involving real estate goods, et cetera, et cetera. What, essentially, look at this, right? Look, I have this pair of glasses. I want to sell them. Shotzi, I'll sell them to you for $10. And you say, cool. All right. And then somebody comes to me, Riley comes to me and says, yo, I'll give you 20. I'll be like, I already made a deal with this guy. And then, like, yo, give him my money. Here's your glasses. I was like, hey, I bought two glasses from Bose for 10. So I don't need them no more. Riley went and bought something else. I'm fucked. I wanted to get rid of these for $10. It's not fair to the org.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
No, that
the org, the seller or whatever.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
That's movie actually, star Koi.
I didn't really know it was like that.
Well, of course, it's again, if you can prove it, it's legal. Movie star Koi kicked from Valor and VCT, rumored to be replaced by who? By the Gentle Mates.
Wait, who got kicked? Oh, Toronto or like the KI players from? So it was only players. Oh.
I wonder, Riot Games has terminated Movistar Koi's partnership agreement with the Valorant Champion Tour VCT EMEA following a breach of the team's contractual agreement with the league. Does not impact Movistar Koi in limited period of time. What was the grievance? We don't know what a grievance is.
So I wonder.
They breached a rule with them?
A contract or something.
No fucking way.
Obviously, it had to be something.
So, a breach, like, let's say they had, this is obviously a very dumb extreme, but let's say they had to promote on their social media account X amount. Ibai Llanos has called out Riot Games after Moose's partnership agreement. I kind of think that the fact that Gentlemates could come back to the VCT has been crucial for Riot. I feel like they made up any excuse to kick a team out so Gentlemates can regain their slot. They were relegated and lost their slot, and I think they try to kick out that team that deserves it most, Movistar Koi, so Gentlemates can... So Gentlemates in the league.
Was he saying, like, they needed them in the league, too?
I'm assuming. I don't know how big Gentlemates was in Valorant.
Yeah, okay.
But, if they do have the backing of France, then that's cool.
That is cool. I can't even lie.
Wait, go up a little bit? Who is that? That is not Ibai. No.
Why, is he skinnier?
Yeah, dude. Yo, shout out to him. Not that he fucking needs any shout outs, but dude, that's fucking... that you can't buy. You can buy a trainer, but... That's pretty good, man. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's kind of fucked up. If it is about that, it's fucked up. Bro, I cannot believe this guy.
I don't really know how big he was before this.
Right there on the right.
Oh shit!
Whoa, relax, yo.
Well, not. Nah,
I'm kidding. What it was. My bad.
No, that's Tiffy, dude.
Yeah, it is Tiffy. That's for sure,
bro.
Hard work, dedication.
Listen, there has to be something for Riot to say no to Ibai. You know what I'm saying? He's not a nobody. Yeah. So there had to be something else that is in that. But if a team, like for example, any of those lower teams right now, they're not doing enough. Like they could be replaced by somebody who's gonna do more, right? Period. Yeah. So anyway, that's I'd like to know what the actual departure reason was. Because it can't just be like, yeah, fucking, like, were they cheating? Were the managers cheating and the ownership group was aware of it? Like, what was it that broke the deal? How did they breach that contract?
I feel like Valorant used to be fucking insane. Now it's just...
And also, I also think it's fucking, sorry. I also think it's crazy as an org for you to have contracts with players, and if the league, and I'm talking specifically from Optic, if the league decided one day to kick us out of the league, kick Optic out of the league, right? And they said all of your agreements with all your players are null and void. Like, who the fuck are you? You can't.
Yeah, how does that work?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
They just canceled a contract that I had with someone.
Yeah.
They are involved, but not really. Yeah. It's my money I'm paying to them. Like,
dude,
that's fucking crazy.
Isn't it?
That's insane.
That actually is.
Oh man, if someone could do something about that. But yeah, that's essentially insane. like what? I mean, I don't know how they can, like, I understand if you're a player and you're like, yo, I got a contract with Movistar Koi, and then Riot comes in and says, it's like, hey, just so you know, Movistar Koi cannot play, so you got to get out of that contract. That's tortious interference on I am theorizing here and imagining scenarios as to why. None of the things that I'm saying right now are based on any knowledge, any based on any reality. But it seems weird to me. You know what I'm saying? That Riot could be like, hey, y'all don't have that contract. Bose, you don't have that contract with Optic no more. I was like, what the fuck? I only play in this league. My signature is with these people.
Yeah.
But then they're like, well, if you want to play, you're going to have to null and void that shit. So now the players put in a sick position. They're going to be like, man, I got to say fuck Hex and Optic, and I got to go fucking sign with somebody else. Like, yeah, that's good for me. But, you know, yesterday Riot emailed us that urgent meeting was to tell us we were out of the league just like that with no previous notice. The decision is taken. It's totally irreversible. What is the reason, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds like
this is where it gets funny, right? Neither party has said if the league,
if they fucked up, he would have said something. If they did something out of, but I could see that's what it's looking like, though. I kind of agree with him, Abai, but that what he said about how they just booted him out, it looks like they were waiting on their first mistake. Just got him up out of there. You know what I'm saying? They were just stalking him like, hey, fuck up.
Yeah.
As soon as you fuck up, you out.
They pounced after they did the fuck up. Hey, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's fucking insane.
Again, I don't know anything of it. This is the first time I'm seeing it. So I literally don't talk to this dude. Never spoken to this dude. I don't, you know, Riot and Valorant, like I never handled any communications with them, even when we did the merger.
Could it be so, like if the org gets kicked out of the league,
but why?
The League of Legends is protecting the players, like just in case if they don't get paid or something like that. You get what I'm saying? Like if the team is depending on the league and they get kicked out and they have no more
money,
like not money, but like
ability to pay,
ability to make more. Are they like protecting the player? Like, so he's not going to be complaining on Twitter in 6 months saying he didn't get paid the last 3 months of his contract. And
dude, okay, listen, this whole like protecting the players thing, we fought for that early on, right? Man, I'm not talking about the league. I'm just talking from the beginning when people were coming into esports and doing that, like protecting the players was the number one thing because the players needed protection. There was no representation from a manager standpoint. There was no representation from an agent standpoint. It was the wild, like truly the wild, wild west. We're still in the wild west, but it's not the wild, wild west. And it was then, and mind you, back then the players were kids, right? They were fucking out of high school dudes. No sense of life. So they needed protection back then of course. But now, like, you know, I mean, if this league is like an official thing, like everybody has to have representation.
You're right, though, because back in the day it was, well, just send you something, whatever.
I had no contracts with nobody up until.
You never signed a contract?
With players?
Yeah.
Nope.
I signed one that was just forever.
Wait, where?
But
in blood.
You guys got me at, like, you know. If it wasn't for Optic.
Wait, when?
In Champs of the one we placed third.
You signed a contract with us?
Well, not with you guys. I had a contract before I signed. I was with Optic.
Oh.
And then you guys, like, we
just figured it out.
You guys had a relationship with them. It was easy to
move transaction forward. Yeah, but I never had no contracts with, like, no players until the sale of Optic, really.
That's crazy. That's actually crazy.
I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't know nothing about Valorant.
They're saying right there, it's like it's a breach of the team's contractual agreements with the league. But let me ask you something, right? Then how come, name any other team, say Optic was still in VCT, Optic cannot make Ibai stream either. You know what I'm saying? So if what sort of contract did they sign where it put Ibai in a position to say, I have to stream this or my team is gone? If he agreed and said, it's like, hey, please let us in, pick us over fucking this other team, I'll personally stream 5 times a year. And the contract says, like, all right, hey, listen, we are going to let Ibai in. He's big enough and he's going to co-stream it. Tampoco quiero estar en una liga donde el único valor que nos dan es que yo te... Ahí está. Right there. Ahí está. Ahí está, meaning there it is. I also don't want to be part of a league where the only value that we give them is for me to stream y el resto les parezca verga. Oh, mierda, perdón. Con Sergio Ferra estaban contentos hasta que descendió Mates. So, that's what I'm saying. Right here. I rejected $500,000 offer doing the Arabian co-stream. I don't know if it's because of that. Next time I'll do it, Riot. Sorry, haha. Damn. So it is that. Like, they were requiring him to stream.
And he didn't
want to stream.
I mean, I think that's fucked too. Because that's his personal brand.
Personal brand and personal beliefs, maybe. But yeah, like the fact that, again, this is where I was going with this. If I have a team, if Optic is in VCT and Ibai doesn't want to co-stream my matches, do you see what I'm saying? Like, why is it, like, it's mega unfair that his team is the only team that requires...
I don't even know how
to explain it.
And
they're the only ones that have Ibai, so it's unfair that they're making them, like, where's their Ibai? It'd be like saying, if we don't host a watch party for the first quarter of next year, right, to prove up whatever point, they're like, hey, you guys can't be in the league no more because you're not co-streaming.
And then they cancel everyone's contracts? Like, what?
Yeah, but you got to think about it, like, well, no, nobody else is fucking co-streaming.
That's insane.
Let's say we do this watch party and we replace the entire watch party crew with behind the camera people. We'll put fucking Joey, Riley, fucking James, and Roger to do that. And the league says, no, it's got to be Seth, it's got to be Zinni, and it's got to be Embos, or you guys are out of the league. Well, how is that fair to Optic if fucking 100 Thieves can't provide that either?
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
I agree 100%.
Yeah. Again, I'm not in it, so I'm just speaking from fucking...
Even with that first comment says, like, there's no way these two teams should even be duking it out over... As far as like popularity, they could have got someone else up out of there if that was the case.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's how I know they had them eyes out there.
But it makes no sense, because why the fuck would you take a deal or a theoretical scenario in which you had Ibai streaming once a year to now never? That once a year is way better. I don't know if it has to be with EWC specifically, because why did he reject $500,000 offer to stream the Arabia event co-stream? I don't know if it's because of that. Next time I'll do it, Riot. Sorry.
500 bands?
Dude, that dude had 8 million people watching his fucking fight.
Bro, I don't, like, I can't
10
even.
10 million.
His fight?
He hosted a YouTuber fight.
Bro, in which one of the owners of Heretics live viewers, like, on Twitch, his whole chat was just
primes. No, bro. You don't get it, bro. It was
like,
I've never seen crazier things.
And he like, he didn't even say, like, if you have a Twitch, it was just
he wasn't even talking. It was the pre
stream. Yeah, there was nothing going on.
Like, it was during, like, during the EWC.
Yeah.
Oh, journey.
And bro,
oh, dude, look at that. It was EWC. What? I mean, I don't know if Valorant was going on around the same... No, our shit was going on around the same time.
Bro, and what's crazy is everybody was so mind-blown that they just buy just natural. They'd go to his Twitch and pull it up like, what the fuck? I'd be talking to chat. Banned.
look, we watched it.
Banned.
No sound. Watch.
Like, Twitch can't even register that shit, bro.
Did someone just give him 100?
Bro, look at this. And it went on for hours like this.
Holy shit.
Bro, it was for hours like this.
Yo, what the fuck? I don't think I'd ever turn my shit off. It's like a live stock market.
Yeah, let's move on, Riley. Thank you for that. But anyway, yeah, it's look, esports as it stands today is not going to be what it is, and unfortunately, we have to go through all of the shit that we're going through because we're building something, and this something's going to be meaningful in the future. And it's better to get all the bullshit out of the way now so that we can have a bright future instead of waiting and waiting and waiting to fix this and then fix that. Complete rehaul. Let's make the best product possible available for the consumer, please. And anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thank you to my fellow co-host, Mr. Shotzi, Mr. Money Biscuit, and Scumper Jumper, who made a small appearance, but we had to kick him off the podcast for obvious reasons. We'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.
Peace.